was what?
That the kid that was in Holes.
Checked into a bargain price room on La Cienega. Gazed out through the curtains at the parking lot. Walked down to the corner store just before nightfall in my bare feet. Black tarry asphalt, soft and hot. And when I came back, I spread out my supplies on the counter by the sink. Look myself right in the eyes. St. Joseph's baby aspirin. Bartles and James. And you. Or your memory. I ducked behind the drapes when I saw the moon begin to rise. Gathered in my loose ends. Switched off the light. And down there in the dark, I could see the real truth about me. As clear as day. Lord, if I make it through tonight, then I will mend my ways. And walk the straight path to the end of my day. St. Joseph's baby aspirin. Bartles and James, and you, or your memory.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is 10 dozen minutes of everybody in the world with Jake, Mr. Skullhead, Hot Stuff, Riff, Phoenix is sitting there eating popcorn and watching us, and Armac is over there in the corner, and the P4ULs in the living room, and Zelani is at her office, and the cat's in the cradle. It's a full house, actually. I want to be Bob Saget, given that it's the full house, so you guys can pick your characters. Good evening.
I'll be John Stamos because I'm always John Stamos.
I guess that makes me Dave Coulier.
Well, cut it out.
You could be the you could be one of the Olsen twins. Yeah.
I was gonna say, am I Kate?
You could be Candace Cameron or Kimmy. Whatever happened to the girl who played Kimmy?
Nothing.
She played Kimmy for a while.
Strangely, she never aged.
You know, whenever I'm sitting in the office and there's not much going on, in my imagination, Riff is always one of the Olsen twins, so...
can we put curtains fine. Over that wall?
Yeah, you can just brick over the wall between us.
Are the Olsen twins even attractive anymore? Like, they were
they ever?
Kids?
Yeah. Like Christina Ricci, are they as hot now as they were when they were six, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of creepy looking. They have a series of, like, 30 or 40 movies that they've made in the past year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of...
Okay, when they were, like, 17.
Shelves of Mary-Kate...
Of Olsen twins.
Yeah, it's like...
And I know they have, like, lines of video games and board games and
they
magazines
have,
and stuff.
They have
sex toys.
Figured out how to milk every possible...
Mammal
teeth.
Mammal.
The Olsen twins were hot when they were like 17 and 18,
they're
presumably in 19. But then I feel like then they got all anorexic, so it was like
like
the Olsen skeletons.
But you couldn't tell which one was the problem.
Well, because
they're still kind of attractive.
They style their hair differently, so if you can remember which one is which.
One has wavy hair and one has straight hair.
You know, that's more effort than I wanted to expend on thinking about the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, Mary-Kate's the psycho axe murderer and Ashley is the one who's going to have sex with anybody who asks her. So, you know, it's not that important to be able to tell them.
They look like they're a little drugged up. The sunken eyes of, like, heroin addicts or something. riff never eating. I don't think they've eaten since the Full House. That might be part of the problem.
Well, that was the problem. The house was so full that neither of them could get enough nutrition, and so they just developed these unhealthy eating habits. According to Fusiliban, both Jick and Riff can be a little louder.
Okay. I'll try to just move the thing a little closer to my mouth, and I'll also just try and talk a little louder. Yeah, I mean, maybe it was that they only fed them half as much because of the child labor laws.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
So,
maybe everyone on the show thought they actually were just one girl.
Just one
including,
kid.
Like,
yeah.
The craft services people. Yeah. And they'd be like, well, fuck you just ate. So they had to figure out, they had to figure out these traits. Because that's what craft services does. Like, they ration out the food. Yodo, we've been talking about this a lot, actually. I feel like questions haven't been flushed in forever.
It's up to you.
What do we want to do?
I think
here?
You wanted to start with stuff on the 21st.
So on Thursday, on the
we should probably explain for those that are just tuning in that last week we've been having internet troubles of all kinds at the office for a long time, and last week about half an hour into the show, we got disconnected from the radio server and cannot reconnect, and so we had to bag it. So we haven't actually talked about anything since. For real, since the announcement of the countdown.
Right, and the announcement of the countdown was on the 24th, and I think when we started the show on Thursday, we jumped to the 24th to start answering questions.
Did we?
I have no idea. Yeah, we did, because we just started right in with stuff that was obviously posted after the announcement.
Right. Okay.
Blow Factory says the clan jukebox is useless and asks if we have any plans to buff it up. It's well written, and right now it seems like a waste. Wow, that's a testament to Scully's writing skills and our
inability to
balance content. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a buff, you know, that does something, right? It can't be totally useless.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on what perspective you're coming from, right? If you want it to be just totally amazing and rock your boxers every time you use it, then that's probably
yeah. But isn't it like free?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that it's just so it's just like a once a day buff that you get. So I mean, yeah, it stacks up. You know, let's say it's 5% muscle, you know, like, yeah. You know, it's 5% muscle in addition to any other thing. I don't think it is 5% muscle, but, you know, I think there's one that's like plus item drops or something. So it's definitely worth more than nothing.
I don't know if they've all been spaded is the problem as well.
That could also be. Because as I recall, they're more about the content than about the mechanics, at least in terms of the actual songs. So
yeah, and the descriptions only sort of give you a hint of what is going on, and so it's a little tough to know what's going on. But they are all valuable. And some of that content is kind of like for spady people to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, Dan Bobbitt asked, you mentioned on one Thursday that you might add allowing the wand to be gotten again the day after it blows up. Can we have that for a Tuesday update? We can have that, I think. Just that after you blow up the wand, you can get another one the next day if you get the turns again. Because it always sort of bothered me. Like, it's limited, you know, because of its incredible usefulness during ascension runs. But making it so basically somebody who gets the wand and, you know, never ascends, they just blow it out and then don't get to play with that mechanic for the rest of the life of their character if they don't ascend seems a little...
I mean,
you get a lot more use out of it if we do that, right? Like,
yeah.
But I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose of
limiting it in the first place. But I mean,
I guess I
don't know.
Why wouldn't you just blow it out every day?
Well, you would just blow it out every day.
Yeah.
Well, then that seems like
a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, fine. maybe it gives it lets you have it again after 3 days, or 6 days, or a month. We should have weekly flags in addition to the daily flags.
Oh,
I don't know if we should have weekly flags or not. When do they roll over? I mean,
long roller.
Yeah, I don't want to add another flag table. So I don't know. Let's jump to the 24th and see how
there's questions on the 23rd.
Are there questions on the 23rd about?
I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know that we actually got to any questions. I think we were just pre-addressing whining.
We started talking about them, kind of. Ish. Right?
Oh, let's see.
We should probably address Stick Dude of Doom's question, what is KLO Radio and how does it work?
KLO Radio is a subsidiary of America Online.
God.
No, that is going to, that statement right there is going to come back to haunt you like 5 years from now. It'll be dredged out of the archives by the lawyers who will go and listen to every show.
Every show. Done. Wow, those poor bastards.
Yeah, I know.
ACM says a pox upon Mr. Skullhead. I have had All We Want to Do Is Eat Your Brains in my head on and off for some 2 weeks after he played it. What's that?
Yeah, that'll happen.
Is that from the acapella contest? Or is that from?
No, it's a Jonathan Coulter song called Re Your Brains, which is it might be the Jonathan Coulter song that you would like, Jack.
I see.
But it's incredibly catchy.
Yeah. I keep thinking about Jonathan Coulter, like, the beginning parts of his cover of Baby Got Back always run through my head because we keep walking past this clothing store called L.A. Rack. And it's just L.A. Rack with the Oakland booty.
Chopstick says, well, you know what? All the people who are complaining about lack of updates, forget them. There are still those of us who love you guys. Well, we've completely overshadowed any complaints about lack of updates by...
Yeah, by complaints about forthcoming nerfs.
By forthcoming updates. Man, that forum thread. Yeah.
That isn't the... I don't know. I've posted in there a couple of times, but... I have 4 years of perspective now.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing.
Chill myself out.
I just don't feel like... If I were to take it all to heart, I think I would be really demoralized about all the work that we've put into this. But
I just need to quit. I the way that I described it in my post in there at 4 o'clock this morning was just kind of like a scab I can't quit picking at.
Yeah.
You know, the
game is going to be fun.
Yep.
And if by some chance we screw something up and it isn't fun for a lot of people, we'll fix it. So... Just don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, we will make the game fun forever and ever until you die.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Exactly.
Yeah, specifically, yeah. So then as soon as that guy dies, we're pulling the plug on the whole game. Sorry.
Well, that's when we start the next game for the next guy.
Ah, right. It's like being John Malkovich, sort of.
Yeah.
In some way. Inferno Hero says something about the origin of the word fuck, which is one of those things that is just not true, because any story about word origins
ridiculous
being
ass one about the
fornication under command of the king. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, is it the one about the French soldiers cutting the fingers off English archers?
What?
The pluck you
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That's so friggin' stupid.
That's the origin of the middle finger being.
It's not.
Yeah, no, but I mean that was described as the origin of the middle finger, not like the word fuck.
Yeah, but it's not the origin of the middle finger.
No,
it's not the origin of anything.
Right.
The best etymology that I've actually read, like scholarly etymology, is that from in German, ficken means to strike.
Yeah.
And that fuck is probably some English variant.
Because
just a slang term. Like,
because English and modern German both evolved out of Old Germanic.
Right. Same, like proto.
Yeah.
Proto language.
And Frodo.
Frodo.
We were playing Lord of the Rings online and we ran into a guy named Frodoe.
Yeah, he aggroed like 4 or 5 mobs, and we just sort of sat there.
Yeah,
and
we were like, you know, we could help that guy, but his name is really lame. And we spent about 10 hours over the last week just playing Lord of the Rings Online to see if there was anything we could learn from it.
It's interesting. I mean, I don't love it.
Yeah,
but
you can play. You can play the clarinet.
Yeah, interesting.
Great.
No, like if you instead of buying any of your skills until level 10, you do what I did and you spend all of your money on a lute. You can sit in the bar and play the lute, and you can actually like hit keys to play notes and you know play multiple notes at the same time, and you know you can hold down shift to shift the pitch and
people were playing songs, and I didn't realize that they were actually playing, like they had to learn how to play songs with the keyboard with a note.
Yeah, and you could play with other people, I guess, if there was no latency at all, and you could sort of figure that out. I decided today that my new pet project is going to be to form a band in Lord of the Rings Online that just travels around playing theme music from World of Warcraft. Just, you know, make people feel at home. You can't make it loud. I guess if you get Gandalf to conjure you up an amp, you could. But that you gotta be level 30 before you can.
We got to level 10 primarily so we could try the much anticipated monster play mechanic, which is an interesting idea. So instead of PvP with actual player characters versus player characters, at level 10 you get to take control of the level cap monsters. And like, there's new missions and stuff that you get to accomplish as them, and then you get to fight against characters.
Of course, yeah, there are areas that you go to as a max level character. You're not actually fighting monsters under the control of the game. You're fighting monsters under the control of other players.
That's a cool idea.
It's a cool idea, but the first actual player that we ran into, there were two of us, and we got just slaughtered without doing a single point of damage to the guy.
We hit him,
every single attack in our little orc and spider arsenal. And
did you play the loot at him?
you don't have.
Yeah, you don't get to play the loot as an orc.
That sucks. I would love to just sit in a tavern as an orc and just play Smoke on the Water for 3 or 4 hours.
Oh boy. Oatgan says, have you heard of the new Mortal Kombat and Starship Troopers movie?
Together?
I really hope that's two separate movies.
That sounds awesome.
How are they going to make another Starship Troopers movie?
They made a sequel that was, instead of being them out on the planet fighting the bugs, they were all trapped in a warehouse.
Well,
and occasionally, like, one or two bugs could get in and fight them, but...
Is this direct-to-video?
Yeah. Weird. Because they had, like, a $5 budget, so, like, where can we set this? How about an underground bunker?
That looks a lot like a movie studio that we can rent for a weekend.
And somebody...
it's actually, like, a Luby's cafeteria. I was about to go out of business. They rented it out, telling them it was some kid's birthday party.
Well, then, neither of the Mortal Kombat movies were worth watching, so I can't imagine a sequel being worth watching either.
I mean, I saw the first one because I worked at the movie theater and it was free.
Combat?
Yeah, but I still sort of felt robbed.
The only thing good about that was it was the only time... You see, I have to Mystery Science Theater movies even when I'm seeing them in the theater, which usually makes me not very popular in the theater. In that theater, me and my friend Justin were going back and forth riffing on the movie, and people around us started laughing, so we started getting louder and louder, and then other people started joining in. So the bulk of the movie, we just sat there making fun of it. Christopher Lambert has been re-signed doesn't really thrill my soul either. Like, hello, I am the Gatherin, I am from China.
Have there been any cases yet where they've made a movie out of a video game, but then made a video game out of the movie of the video game?
I don't know.
Because at some point there's got to be some multiple layer concordance going on.
Right, like the Perplexity card about the movie about the book about whoever it was.
Aristotle.
I don't know. I mean, I know they've made. I don't know that it's ever been, because there's definitely been, like, you know, video games that were specifically based on the movie when there had been prior video games that were based on the book or whatever, right? Like Spider-Man,
right?
You know,
or there's that kind of simultaneous thing. Lord of the Rings stuff.
Well, and there's the simultaneous Matrix release stuff, right?
I think there was only one Matrix video game, and
well, there wasn't a Matrix book.
Well, there was the comic books.
Then you get stuff like Total Recall was based on a short story by Philip K. Dick, but after the movie came out, somebody else wrote a novelization of the movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a movie based on a short story, but they wrote a book based on the movie.
Huh.
Or Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Yeah.
Where it's a movie about making the Nightmare on Elm Street movies in which Freddy breaks into reality in the book. Is about a guy researching the events that happened in the movie and eventually getting killed by Freddy before the book ends.
Before the book gets written, yeah. It's...
What?
Yeah, it's like many, many layers of recursion.
Wow.
Like Uncle Remus's syrup.
That's true.
This show am good. And nobody understands that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. There. But that's all right.
Boo Boo says, could you guys give me a link to some funny comics? Thank you. Duty.com. Remember Duty?
Oh, God.
I used to... That guy was just...
insane.
Astonishingly prolific. Like, every day, there was a little movie that was an animated GIF. There was, like, some movie about pooping.
What?
And it was... They were gross. There's like, you know... pooping through a sieve and then eating the corn that came out of it so he could poop again, just in a loop, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But some of them were, like, a couple minutes long, and every single day there was a new one. And this was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Every single day a new animated GIF where it's just...
The guy shitting on a canvas and making Jackson Pollock art.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
You know, guy pooping through an egg slicer. You know, just like anything you could do with poop.
Maybe he just went around his house and was like, okay, how can I make something that involves poop and that basketball?
I could shit under the coffee machine and make copies of my shit.
But, I mean, how do you, like, that guy must have just not had anything else to do.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just really good at animated GIFs.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's true.
They were really well animated, too. Yeah, that's why I kept coming back, really even though it was kind of repugnant. Like, wow, this is impressive.
Yeah.
I don't think that dude's still in business, but I recommend XKCD for sure.
Yeah, XKCD is awesome.
And make sure to...
Around is my favorite.
Make sure to read the alternate text on the XKCD. Because I had to read through it twice to get the second set.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that because it took me a while to realize. Also, Firefox only displays the first, like, X characters of the alt text.
Yeah, if they're too long, you have to go into properties.
Right-click and get properties.
Oh, well, okay, that's good. I was at least I don't have to go and view source and search for it like I had been.
You can tell also
XKCD a lot of times is just not funny for, like, a week or two at a time because he gets all sappy and poignant.
Yeah,
see, I like those too. Like, the most recent set of five about the kind of hyper bubble space thing, that was just kind of cute.
I actually have only seen the first one of those, I guess. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they're cool even when they're sappy sometimes. But I'm a lot more into the math jokes than I am the romance aspect of it.
What about when you love math?
That's true. That's true. Avogadro's number got some junk in the trunk.
You can read the entire Penny Arcade archive.
I did that.
Half of them won't make any sense.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you get to, like, when the Xbox first came out, and they replaced the guy's controller with a grizzly bear, and he doesn't notice. Like,
I read Real Life at reallifecomics.com. It's not, like, consistently laugh out loud funny, but it is a fun read.
Dinosaur Comics is terrible and not funny at all.
You found you started
most
to
of
like
us
it.
Disagree.
You know, I found a handful that were funny, but it wasn't. It just wasn't worth it.
What did you think of Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius?
I read it so long ago that I don't really remember a whole lot about it.
You think McSweeney's is also kind of not worth it?
I think McSweeney's is up its own ass a little bit too far.
I think it's possible that Dinosaur Comics suffers from the same issues that does, in the sense that a lot of the time it's him sort of riffing on some random tangent, you know, and if you're just not into that particular field of interest or whatever, then...
The problem with McSweeney's that I find is they think that a really meticulous and detailed description of something that happens every day using as big of a vocabulary as you can is the funniest thing in the world. And the longer it is, the more funny it is. So it'll be like, conversations I had at the laundromat, and it'll just be a long paragraph after paragraph of people talking about fabric softener, and it's supposed to be funny in that, so, like, isn't that so not funny that it's so funny? Isn't that such a waste of goddamn time that it's hilarious? And then they usually, no.
Did you see the McSweeney's that had the They Might Be Giants soundtrack?
No, I haven't seen that. I mean, some of the McSweeney stuff is pretty funny, but...
There's a CD that came with the magazine, and you were supposed to play specific songs on a loop while you read or watched specific... or, like, looked at specific things. And there was, like, a comic, like, the saddest comic in the world, which is about this frog. And there was a really, like, a really neat soundtrack to a bunch of the stuff there. So,
I mean, I don't doubt that there are things in the McSweeney's oeuvre that I would enjoy and really appreciate. It's just that I'm not willing to... Like, I just always kind of feel like, you know, like, they're trying really hard to make me feel like this is over my head. And I just kind of don't... I don't have a lot of patience for that, you know?
I just feel like they're being heady. Not
it's like, why am I not smart enough to find this funny? And the it seems to intimate that if you were... just as clever as they were, you would find this hilariously funny. I generally click through a couple of links on McSweeney's a day, but I don't bother to read anything that's longer than three lines per joke, because it's just not going to be funny.
I miss Mehead. Mehead didn't last very long.
Mehead.
It's this weird little comic zine.
That was neat.
There were like four or five episodes that were printed. One day, these little plastic... containers appeared next to, like, the newspaper racks at various college campuses, and then for a while, there were new issues of Mehead placed in them, and it was just a little, like, you know, Kinko's printed, like our Choose Your Own Adventure, you know, just a little thing, it was really funny, you know, it was like, I don't know, like a slightly more, I don't know, a slightly more accessible thing like McSweeney's, where it was just all designed to be funny, you know, and but then it just kind of didn't go anywhere. It disappeared.
So that's what you should do if you're looking for funny webcomics.
Apparently. let's see. There's people talking about the...
Bob 221 asks if sober tea pills will be coming back. No.
Sober tea pills.
Sober pills, I think is...
Sober pills, yeah.
Sort of cross between sober and sobriety. Maybe Bob 221 was drunk when he was writing that. Maybe he wanted one.
Jer the Red asks if we're finally going to get the fabled electric monkey kill zone. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't
Damn it, guys, we forgot to put the electric monkey kill zone in.
Ah, crap. We should do that.
Good thing we have 4 weeks to prepare.
Puntata says, will there be any new familiars with NS13? Also, are there any items yet undiscovered, i.e. NPZR-like combinations? Yeah, there are hundreds. Keep meat-pasting things.
there will be, and yes, there are several dozen.
The one aspect of gameplay that NS13 is kind of light on, though, is new familiars, because we just... have so many familiars already.
The familiars that are in there are different and interesting, though.
Yeah. That is true. All right, T. Sarducci asks, how long after the stasis nerf do you think it will be before a new strategy you hate is invented? My bet is 2 weeks. Oh, man. You know what else we're getting rid of that we didn't tell anybody about yet? Q manipulation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because that's something I hate.
You know, I wouldn't say that I hate stasis as much as I feel sorry for the people that are doing it. Like, if seriously the most optimal way to play the game is this super tedious time suck, then we have to help them. We have to provide them with another way to play the game optimally that doesn't involve super tedious time suck.
Exactly. I think that's sort of... It's all about you. It's
we don't do this because we hate you. We do this because we love you and we don't want to see you waste your goddamn time.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that gets me in that thread is there's these people saying, like, you know, you say that the familiar weight change will encourage familiar variety, but here's the deal, idiot. You could already use a bunch of familiars if you really wanted to, if you were the kind of person that wanted to use more than one familiar, like some loser douchebag over the course of your run. You know, just don't play optimally. Just do that. You know, you don't have to eat just the best foods all the time. Just, you know, do an entire run drinking beer and eating pizzas. And the thing is, you know, yes, it was always possible to play with some variety, but that doesn't... There's this sort of feeling that there's a category of people who just really wants to succeed at the game, and if there is only one way to do that, and that way is incredibly boring, they're going to do it no matter whether they're enjoying it or not. You know, like, they will find a way to make the game as boring as possible, and they are still going to. After NS13, there are still going to be people who figure out a way to make the game as boring as possible and just do the same new thing over and over and over again to get through the game, but at that point, we won't be stuck not able to throw more content at those people because they've already found such a fast way of playing through the game that any more speed just sets everything on fire. And that's the deal.
Yeah, I still don't. Like, Rickett says that the zero weight familiar is going to make it really suck for everyone at early levels, and no, it won't, because you'll be a new player playing a new, you know, a new run, and you'll be seeing new content, and you'll actually be playing levels 1 through 4 instead of just eating the best food and getting through it all with your 25-pound lobster.
You also have to keep in mind that, you know, all of the familiars that you currently use have been beefed up at the low end and kind of nerfed at the high end. So there's not going to be nearly as much of a difference as you think there is between your current, you know, 15-pound fairy with all your, you know, because every familiar basically starts at 15 pounds once you've got all the perm skills, and 15 pounds is pretty good for familiars post-NS13. You know, and the reason that we did that is not because we're like, oh yeah, fuck you, dedicated people who spent all the time getting your familiars up to 45 pounds. It was, man, we got it so people could get their familiars up to, like, 60 pounds, and that's super broken. You know, we need to fix this so that we don't have to be scared to add in some temporary plus 5 pounds of familiar buff. You know? So, the familiar thing is not going to be nearly as bad as you think, because, seriously, anything that you can think of that's like, oh my god, this is totally going to suck, chances are we already thought of that. And, you know, we're dealing with it by throwing content at it.
Yeah. The only way that it is really going to suck as bad as you think is if you're determined not to find new ways to play. You say, I insist on continuing to use my strategy that has now been changed, then it's going to be tough for you. But
we're not supporting the status quo.
Yeah. Like I keep saying, if you enjoy figuring out strategies, you're going to enjoy figuring out new strategies, you know.
And if you don't, then you can take a month off, and when the best strategies have been sort of figured out, you can just use
them up on the wiki.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
or you can buy them in a document on eBay.
That's true.
That's one of the things that's still available is, ooh, meat making guide. I want to buy the meat making guide on eBay. I think it's like $4 from some dude just to see what it says. I'm guessing get a leprechaun, get the familiar buffing skills.
I'm guessing it says sell enough meat making guides on eBay to get $10. Donate that $10 and then sell the Mr. A for meat.
Dr. Kier asks if I will have his man babies and says, I've already had the proper modifications done. If he's already had the proper modifications done for me to be able to bear his children, then I should probably go to the doctor.
Yeah. That's that pain you've been feeling in your ovaries.
Laura Palmer says, so I went down to the shop today and tried to buy a pizza. They said I wasn't experienced enough to eat a pizza and gave me a tomato instead.
Shut up.
Oh.
That's okay, because you couldn't wear any clothes either, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, yeah. If you were an experienced...
Yeah, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
You weren't
wearing
those pants.
Frankenchrist says, I'm just on the 24th.
After
all the trouble with AOL, you guys still use AIM? We really haven't had that much trouble with AOL. We haven't had any to speak of, and I don't use AIM. I use GAME.
I'm still using Trillion... And I'm still liking it better than Game, because it's...
See, I feel like I would have used Trillion all along, but when I... The first time I ever tried to use Trillion, which was admittedly, like, probably 6 years ago, maybe not quite that long, but at least... It was pre-KOL, I tried to use Trillion, and the installer blue-screened every single time I tried to run it. So I'm like, well, I guess I won't be using this software.
See, my experience with Game was getting it set up, configuring the whole thing, and... sitting there watching it fail to connect to every plugin that I had on it every single time. And I'm sure I could have gone into the source code and modified it if I were the kind of guy who could modify source code.
Right.
But, it was just easier to get something that was a little more noob-friendly. The new build of Trillion is actually really good. Pretty stable.
I dislike skinnable apps on principle.
Really?
Why? Which is weird, because I don't dislike Winamp.
I don't
realize KOL is a skinnable app.
It's not really a skinnable app. It's a web page.
About?
It's a web page.
Okay, so the internet is skinnable then.
Right, okay. You could write a grease monkey script if you wanted that would cause all of the page loads in KOL to take 10 times as long. And you know, okay.
Well, like web browsers are skinnable. Firefox is skinnable.
I guess it is, yeah.
Well, it's themeable, I guess.
The thing that I don't like things that are so skinnable that they replace all of the operating system's control structures with their own control structures so that you can make the button work like a record player that you know, like a turntable that you have to flip the mixer knobs and scratch records to skip from track to track
right.
on your media player, you know? Like, I don't need that. I want a button that if I click my mouse on it and I'm like, oh shit, I can drag the mouse off and let it go. And because I know that that's a button that's being handled by Windows, it's going to behave in the same way as every other button that I've used that day in every other app that I've used that day. And a lot of skinnable apps just don't work like that. They write their own little versions of the UI, and that it just makes the experience of using them, you know, really inconsistent with everything else. And I hate it.
I don't know that Trillion is skinnable, though.
It was when I looked at it. In fact, when I installed it, I set it up like a pair of turntables with a mixer.
So that was the experience that turned you off.
Yeah. No, I totally didn't.
I mean, you could also just use an operating system that has skinnability built into the potential feature set of any application.
Well, right.
Such an operating system would probably be incompatible with most of the software I like to use. And wouldn't have as many mouse buttons as I like to have.
I think I have more mouse buttons.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. The Mighty Mouse is awesome as long as you aren't me. As long as you don't want to right-click with your primary clicking finger actually touching the mouse, then it's great. You're right. It has an infinite number of buttons that I can't use. I have to say that the omnidirectional scroll wheel, that's something that could take off. That's
it
something
would
that
never
might be
last
better.
For more than a year.
Yeah.
I'm on my second non-functional Mighty Mouse at this point.
You use the shit out of mice, though. You definitely put the wear on your hardware.
I guess so.
You put the wear in hardware.
As in I lose my devices all the time?
No! Werewolf. I don't know. You had him last.
I think
the Viking Crisis trouble with AOL was the letter from their lawyers. Or whatever.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
But this wasn't really trouble.
Not with a capital T.
Yeah.
That rhymes with A. No.
What?
I don't know. The song from Music Man.
Yeah, trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with D, and that stands for
cool.
Something or other.
We got trouble.
Right here in River City.
So, you know, the only thing I care about in River City is their ransom.
Right.
Foggy say, just saying, shouldn't the, so on a completely different topic, .. shouldn't the dictionary do damage against the misspelled cemetery monsters? Just saying.
Bad spelling damage.
I've seen that suggested a couple of times, and on one level that makes sense. On the other, on another level, that makes the opposite of sense.
Yeah.
Why would bad spelling damage help?
Because the thing is, the monsters in the cemetery were misspelled because of a sort of magical experiment by Fernsworthy gone awry. It's actually more of a it's more of a just fundamental altering of the reality surrounding the undead in that area, as opposed to just a bunch of dudes who can't spell.
Hmm.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Inflicting proper spelling and punctuation and grammar on the people in the valley is actually harmful to them, but the Zmobies don't know.
Do like half damage or something to the other guys, just as an attempt to realign them to the way things should be. And there's some sort
I don't
of
know. I mean,
temporal.
The thing is, you don't know fighting those monsters that they're misspelled. It's just that reality has changed the way the word zombie is spelled in that. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm a mom.
And then Foggy goes on to say.
He also says, of the things in the NS13 environment, what percentage of the nerfs are things the dev team have come back with, game still fun, versus not having tested yet? I mean, basically, that most of the restrictions that we mentioned in the announcement
have been in
testing for weeks or months. And
the one
they're
thing
all pretty much
that
okay
we're
with
still
them.
Working on is ensuring that the new super level playing field core path thing is still going to be fun.
Yeah, and so far everything seems pretty reasonable in there.
Yeah,
you know that's what we're getting the largest part of the feedback on is the sort of harder core,
and each of those requires a full run through.
Yeah,
and you have to run through them a bunch of times on different classes.
So if there are boring parts of any aspect of the game, they're going to find them.
Yeah, that's true.
In this. So and they're going to tell us because they're not afraid to tell us. Yeah, this is a grind and sucks. You know, because seriously,
they like telling us this
because we ask them to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they want to give us opportunities to throw content at problems because they like it because they get a hand in you know making the game better for everybody else. They know that we like solving problems by throwing content at them, and you know they know that any you know there was never additional content that hurt the game. I don't know that that's true. You know, how many people are still pissed about the Icy Peak?
Me.
Anybody?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because I had to write more stuff for that, and now I can't meat farm. So I had to work, and now I... Yeah.
I mean, people adjusted by that to that change by going to the castle instead, right?
Right.
So... every change will just result in an adjustment, really.
Professor Tank says, I'm currently downloading 38 gigabytes of pornography. I'm pretty sure that's about 36 more gigabytes than I need for the next 4 years. You think 2 gigs of pornography would last you 4 years?
If you're only consuming it in 3-minute chunks, yeah.
But I mean, that's assuming that all of those 3 minutes are acceptable in that.
Yeah.
Acceptable? Yeah.
What is acceptable versus unacceptable pornography?
I don't know. Mojo Tech says, apropos of nothing, like a regular graham cracker, but huge.
Look two comments up. Can we have a graham number cracker?
Oh, come on. That wasn't there when I looked. Redpot says, what's the importance of having 40 turns when you start running NS13 rather than 80? A lot of it, and I don't know. Can we express our actual design goal? They guessed at it in the thread, right?
Well, there's a couple. I mean, there's like the very first time that we considered it was there was a thread. This was months and months ago. That was like, please make it 40 turns instead of 80 turns after you ascend.
And yeah, and I think that because people were getting burned out, right? And a lot of those people quit.
Yeah.
Quit the speed game because of that burnout. And the only ones left are the ones who were still willing to put up with the just sort of ludicrous time commitment you had to have to ascend as quickly as possible because, you know, you're playing 700 or 800 turns that day. And so that's why the people hanging around now are pissed off about it.
I don't feel that... I mean, 40 turns a day is what you get every day. So there's no real reason why you should be getting 80 there.
Yeah, there never really was. You know,
the 80 turns is explicitly for a new account, so that they who on the presumption that they've never seen the game, so that they can have a chance to really just explore and get a feel for the game and not get sort of.
And so that we get it, you know, we get them by the bag. And,
yeah, we're trying to hook them.
Trying to hook them.
Yeah.
If you've ascended, then you've already been.
They also have to go through the tutorial.
Yep.
That ascended accounts do not have to go through.
Right.
I think the tutorial the
food and booze is supposed to pretty much exactly make up for the number of turns that it takes to go.
Well,
I don't know
but that's actually the truth.
You
have
but
use those.
Yeah.
Those food and or fullness and.
Which I feel like most accounts don't even come close to maxing out their drunkenness and fullness for
a long time. Though, my housemate played KOL before I worked on it or before he knew that I worked for it or whatever and. He played once and got drunk on the first day and encountered all those drunken adventures and didn't understand what was going on and quit the game first day. Never played again.
How did he get drunk on the first day?
Mad Train Wine.
Wow, I've never gotten enough Mad Train Wine to get drunk.
If all you do is go to the Sleazeback Alley, it's pretty easy.
Hmm.
So.
No, I mean, how much can we help somebody like that?
Well, I mean, what we did is, and then this yeah. was, I feel like, pretty reasonable, you know, a suggestion that came out of that was the first time you get a drunken stupor adventure, it was like, the reason stuff like this keeps happening to you, is because you drank too much. If you come back tomorrow, you'll be able to use your turns.
Yeah, that was his concern, is that he didn't realize that his drunkenness would be reset at midnight,
mm-hmm.
and so he just assumed that he had screwed up, and now the game was over.
And that was what the game was going
to
be.
That's a really weird kind of thing.
He doesn't
think
play
of
any games, right? Yeah. So like,
who was this?
Was he Amish?
Oh, sorry. He plays Halo.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. Like he
we're not enough like him.
Yeah, he doesn't understand what makes things fun. It's not that he sees problems with our game. It's that.
So we should make it more like Halo.
Yeah.
Instead of a map screen, you just have a confusing mess of unrelated screens, and every time you fight a monster, you fire at them 300 times, and then they shoot you once, and you die.
Yeah. That's really only when you fight against other players.
Right.
He's actually really good at it.
Yeah, well, I'd
say yeah, dude, more power to you. My only experiences with Halo have been running up to someone with my gun, going bam, 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 shooting them in the head, and then they shoot me once and I die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
It's a hard game. I'm not very good at it at all.
I'm still mad, about
the Omegathon.
Yeah, because I was in the Omegathon and I didn't get a chance to humiliate myself by being horrible at Dance Dance Revolution because I was horrible at Halo.
Yeah.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
It was the second round.
Yeah,
was Halo.
So I could have, you know, I could have rocked Double Dash.
Yeah,
that was the third round.
Yeah, there were all kinds of things that
I would have gotten my shit rocked at DDR because there were the freaky people with the like workout pants that were, you know, upside down on two fingers. This one guy just pulled down his pants and did the entire thing with his scrotum. He got perfect score.
It was weird. We think that guy's scrotum was half octopus. Or maybe the guy just had an octopus in his scrotum.
Yeah, yeah.
That's implants working for you, you know?
Okay, now you've got the Beatles song Octopus's Garden stuck in my head with some fairly unfortunate lyrical modification.
Octopus's scrotum
in the shade.
In my nuts. Mine says 25 says, why you people so like Mexican music fans? You know what? Yeah.
Because we mine for fish.
At least he only asked it once.
What did you play that was Mexican music?
I don't know. Musket Cherry says, will all classes retain the ability to use Rock and Roll Legends after NS13? That's a very interesting, complicated question.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to tell you is that that's a complicated question. I mean, yes.
Yes, but there's more to
probably,
it.
Probably, but not for the reason that you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we said, epic weapons are a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
But that makes the game more interesting.
Indeed. When NS13 rolls, will we finally be able to take the Jesus Christ from the goddamn? No, because the goal is to get the goddamn out of the Jesus Christ.
Also, different game.
Yeah. Just DOS says, are there going to be any changes to PvP with the advent of NS13? No. PvP is probably going to get entirely ignored.
We're going to do that hardcore with it.
Yeah, there might be a significant change to PvP in hardcore.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would be interesting.
Yeah, okay, we might do that. Fine, sure.
I definitely think we should.
I think
is awesome.
Okay, fine.
But, yeah, but in terms of, like, significant PvP, I mean, we have a couple of ideas that have been on the backest of burners for months and months now, and we want to get around to them. We have our next major project in mind already for post NS13, which is going to be kind of awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about working on that. I'm excited about working on anything but NS13 after.
It has been kind of a long time.
There's enough variety of stuff that it's still fun. Dot says, it's at least been a year since Stasis was discovered. Stranger was posting about it on the HCO forums a long, long time ago.
Yeah, but that was also in a galaxy far, far away.
That's true.
Nobody saw it.
Sith Apprentice says, will the Traveling Trader make another appearance before NS13? Probably not at this time.
Yeah, not before.
None May Know the Hour of that. No, that's something different.
Riven 451 has a message for Riff. Hail Eris, Fnord.
Fnord.
Putineska says we need MP in the early game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then have some MP.
Have some MP.
Yeah. There's plenty of places to get it.
There's this
there's almost
this
too many places
out in the campground that you can go visit. I hear that returns some MP.
The move says, did Riff just mention a game made by Beat Takeshi? What's that all about?
Yeah. If you look him up on if you look at his Wikipedia page, there's a link to the Wikipedia page about that. It's called, like, Takeshi No something or other, I think.
Lucy says, asks a good question, I think. I'm worried that softcore is changing to be more like hardcore. I was excited, but now I'm in shock. What do you think about this?
It's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. I mean, in my opinion, the ability to pull arbitrary equipment, food and booze, and stat, you know, any kind of that kind of thing, anything in particular that you might need to adjust all kinds of stats or things like item drops or whatever, the ability to pull all that makes softcore versus hardcore just completely different.
And the meat, the autocell nerf is not going to be... I mean, what I think we've basically settled on is... should we not talk about this?
I don't know.
What I think we've settled on is just dropping a zero from all the gift shop autocell prices... And making...
Do you want to make that second half?
I don't want to make the second half known in advance. I guess not.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, people know, though. People have heard us talk about it in the past, and based on what we've already said, they're going to guess.
Okay.
So basically, it is still going to be possible to get... You know, you'll still be able to pull a Black Lotus and sell it for 5,000 meat. Just not 50,000.
Yeah, exactly.
So the difference between a rich player and a poor player is that poor players will be able to get 1,000 meat per pull... Rich players will be able to get 5,000 meat per pull.
Right.
Dedicated players will be able to get more than that. If you are really going for, you know, optimal softcore play, you can take a few ascensions off to do some work, and then you will have the ability to pull a whole fuck ton of meat.
Yeah.
And that alone, that meat makes softcore significantly different than hardcore.
True.
So, you know, if you are looking at, oh, autocell nerf means we're no longer getting any meat out of Hanks, then that's much more of a concern. You know, it is true that the more quest items there are in the game, the more softcore is like hardcore. Right?
Well, for quests.
For quests.
But the ability to skip quests, I don't know, is a desirable aspect.
Yeah, and it was not really, you know, to a certain extent, you know, that was what it was for, but really mostly what I expected people to be pulling in softcore was food, booze, equipment, and meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand being able to mitigate the worst of the RNG stuff, but I mean, you will always be able to pull...
The thing is, you can mitigate the worst of the RNG stuff by pulling something that gives you a temporary item drop buff.
Well, no,
you know,
I mean,
or
like, some of the worst stuff right now is, like... a tower monster that you don't have the right item for, right?
So, right.
So, but you'll always be able to pull those.
Absolutely.
Like those will never be quest items and whatnot, so...
And also, you know, let's say that we, across the board, add 2 days to the speed of everybody's run, which is... That is honestly a lot closer to what is going to happen with NS13 than the everybody's run takes twice as long, which is what people are afraid of.
Yeah.
You know, we had 2 days to everybody's run. You get even more opportunities to use your pulls on the things that pulls can impact.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the kind of thing. By day three, you are probably past all of the meaningful restrictions because you probably leveled up a familiar or two to a reasonable level. Back, you know, like to where it's doing probably about the same that it was at 40 pounds pre NS13. You've probably leveled past the food and booze and spleen level restrictions and stuff like that. Like, it's all it's going to do is sort of give a little bit more sort of challenge to the low levels, as opposed to, like, right now there's just an obvious strategy that everybody follows, and now there will actually have to be a little bit of, like, thinking involved, you know?
Yeah, and people, something that really, really bothers me in that thread is this just sort of overwhelming sentiment that the low levels are some sort of horrible, boring grind, when, like I said in my reply, they are not qualitatively different than the high levels of the game at all, except that there is more content at the low levels. There's more stuff to do.
I mean, maybe
there is more going on.
Is that they don't like options. They don't like... They want to be able to choose the color of their iMac, but they don't actually want to be able to have to like design, you know, what kind of like actual features it has. Right? You know, it's like Apple gave people sort of the semblance of choice without actually having a choice.
I think people are just used...
That people really liked.
I think people are just used to the idea that there's nothing worth seeing in the first four levels because they have never seen it. You know, they haven't seen it since the first time.
What they always come back to is, oh, I've seen those jokes before, but you've seen all the jokes in the hole in the sky before, too, but you don't bitch about having to go there every ascension. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just...
And plus, you haven't seen all the jokes there because you've been skipping that whole part of the game
for like 2 years.
We've been adding stuff to it.
We've been adding stuff for 2 years, and
people don't seem to mind the fact that you've seen the you know, the handful of jokes in the gallery a billion times.
What bugs me most about that thread is how wrong everybody is, and it's like, you know. And how wrong everybody is, and how we're just not going to get any credit after it's over to use the next time people start talking about how awful something that we're about to do is.
I've actually been pretty heartened by some posts in there. Like, there have been a couple first-time posters that have made really sort of well-reasoned, compelling posts in the forums. Like they came out of... Like, they came into the forums, and maybe they had been reading it for a while, but it had just never bothered to make an account. They made an account and posted in there.
Yeah, that Lork guy. The very first post on page 13, that might as well have been one of us that posted that. Yeah. And, you know, it was coming from a player.
And then there's a bunch of people that are like, yeah, I'm just now getting into the speed game, and, you know, I have concerns or whatever. But, like, almost all of them are really sort of taking it in stride. It seems to be the people that are sort of really set in their ways that are having the most trouble with one or more of the, and maybe
they didn't enjoy getting to where they are now as much as they enjoy being where they are now. But that's the case, this just probably isn't the game for them.
Yeah.
You know, because
there are going to be some new long-term goals. There are going to be quite a few new long-term goals in the game.
We were talking about this, like, just sort of drawing parallels to World of Warcraft, right? Because there are a lot of people who play World of Warcraft solely to get to the highest level possible as fast as they can, because the content that is packed into the high levels for them is the end goal. And I feel like it's the only goal.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who approach KOL like that, but what those people sort of don't seem to understand is that there is no end game content in KOL. The end game content is you go through the
game again.
The game content again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like that. You know, there are services that will level your character from 1 to 70 in World of Warcraft for $200 so that you don't have to be faced with the drudgery of playing video games. and that to me is just, that is baffling to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the problem is that, like, all of the designers who play World of Warcraft are all people who enjoy leveling characters in World of Warcraft as opposed to the in-game stuff. Like, we haven't actually ever been parts of, well, I guess Xenophobe maybe has done some more heavy in-game stuff. But the rest of us, you know, sort of play the game through to see all the stuff in between.
And to see the neat quest mechanics and, like, oh, cool, I get to turn on this machine and do this to this thing, and, oh, wow, look at that thing that just happened, you know, as opposed to, man, I need my Uber Elite gear level 2, so I'm going to now, it's my job every Saturday night to log on and spam the heal button in this raid so that I earn 40 dragon kill points and hope I don't fuck up and incur the wrath of the guild leader for not showing up on time for this job, I mean game, that I play. Like, and, you know, what was the article we were reading about? It was some Slashdot post, I think. I remember reading this in London and showing it to you guys about, you know, people pissing and moaning about the grind in role-playing games, and in MMOs especially, and you know, people talk about how playing through these games is just this drudgery, and they turn it into that drudgery. The people who are complaining about it, if there was a quest that gave you 50 experience, and then another quest that gave you 10 experience, and a lot of compelling story features, and interesting things for you to do, a huge class of people would do the one that was 50 experience, even if it was incredibly boring, and then they would bitch about how boring it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just...
Yeah. I mean, what I wonder is, of the people who play, you know, World of Warcraft or whatever nowadays, how many of these people played role-playing games when they were kids, like tabletop role-playing games? And of those people, how many of them were of the hack and slash, let's roll dice every time and, like, just kill as many monsters as possible and as quickly as we can to, like, level up and get loot and experience? And how many of them, like, sat around and, like, fought maybe 5 monsters in a 10-hour session?
Yeah, yeah, and then had to deal with politics for 3 hours.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
How many had, like, a traitor among, like, somebody decided they were going to be a traitor in the group and, like, turned on them mid-fight or something like that? Like that, those were the kinds of role-playing games that we all played when we were in high school or whatever, and I think we have a hard time understanding the people that were just like, let's accumulate numbers as fast as we possibly can.
Right. And yeah. But I don't know that there were that many let's accumulate numbers as fast as we possibly can people in pen and paper role-playing games. Were there?
Yes.
Maybe, okay, maybe because I...
We never had... That whole Munchkin stuff is...
Yeah.
We never had more than one group to choose from where Scully and I grew up, so it was, yeah, it was like, you know, we were the ones who, you know, our... experience was making up a new role-playing game every couple of weeks and seeing if that one was fun, you know. But it was, but I mean, it very much was the, you know, stories about getting AIDS as a vampire and, you know, being a circus strongman getting pies thrown at you by clowns that, you know,
that led to all our modern game.
Yeah, it was never right. It was never about you know, because what's the point? I mean, I could just. You know, God, like...
You could, in fact, just sit down and write bigger numbers on your character sheet if you really wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I could, every day we could sit down and we could throw darts at each other for an hour, and then we all level up. And then, all right, I see you next week for some more role-playing. You know?
I think most of my take on role-playing games comes from playing Toon, where...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have... Well, it has a pretty solid mechanic underneath it, but it's...
The mechanic is there to facilitate
the
story.
Yeah, how fun it is entirely depends on how creative your game master is and how creative the people who are playing it are.
And granted, you cannot duplicate that in a computer RPG.
Right.
But you can try.
Yeah.
And we're trying. Everybody says, like, you know, you're never going to be able to simulate in, like, EverQuest or World of Warcraft the experience of sitting across the table from somebody who actually has an interest in the story being cool. But, you know, that I don't feel like you should just give up. You know, I think that it's okay for KOL to not be the game that kind of player likes.
And... I mean,
but if we can make it appealing to them as well, which
I
think we
say,
have,
I feel like there's going to be ways to play, and you know, all the content post NS 13 that is relatively prescriptive and just kind of rote play. I think those kinds of players will not be on the leaderboards. You know, I think sort of being adaptive will have a much more important role post NS 13.
Yep.
Yeah. I do find it intriguing that a forum thread got under your skin.
Well,
it's been a while.
It has.
Yeah, mine was, I'm as recent as Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Personally. You know.
Astaria Suka was since Christmas. Him really getting to me was relatively...
I think the last time I flipped the handle was against Armac.
Oh, yeah? That was the only time Hot Stuff ever flipped out in the forums was, Armac. But, yeah, Astaria Suka's been... Astaria Suka has come at, like, Gluckthar is the new Astaria Suka. But Astaria's been, you know, he's expressing some legitimate concerns. He is expressing some concerns that are concerns that the people on the dev team have, and, you know, that's, you know, no doom and gloom, you know,
And, I mean, we did post all this stuff in advance so that we could, you know, sort of get some feedback and have a discussion, and we're just a little sad that there's I mean, we don't want people being sycophantic and being like, oh, yeah, this will all be great, you know, we love you, blah, blah, blah. But we also don't want people to be just unnecessarily
pessimistic about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to, I mean, just have an open mind. That was the post that I put in the forum. I was like, just be open-minded about it. Give
just,
it a couple
just
weeks
wait,
because
wait and see.
Some of the stuff that's going to in SFG is subtle. Some of the new stuff is really subtle. And, like,
It's going to take a while before it all gets figured out.
Yeah, and it's not that we're making
found.
A bunch of stuff for spades. It's that there's some new mechanics in the way things work, and once you figure out how they work, it'll provide new avenues for strategy.
Yeah,
and then and only by the point, only once that kind of has been figured out, do I feel like people really have an informed.
Yeah, the game, you know, the day after NS13 rolls, people are still going to be like, oh my god, this is horrible, because they don't understand the opportunities that we have given them to do new tricks.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's going to take a while. And you know what? It's going to take a while, like it did when Ascension first rolled. I was so happy that somebody posted this thing about, you know, let's harken back to the good old days of hardcore when you'd have 8 or 9 days added to the end of your run because of the fucking daily dungeon.
Right.
You know, and yeah, seriously, listen to that guy.
And the one other sort of, like, legitimate complaint that I've been a little worried about is the people who are like, you know, I'm just a very casual ascender. It takes me 2 weeks to do a softcore run or something like that. You know, I'm really worried that this is going to double the amount of time in my runs. And to my response to you is, I don't think that's the case. And what I'm trying to say is, by like day 2 or 3 of
some it's, like, you're going to be at least as far along as you were on day 1 of runs beforehand.
Yeah.
Like it really, that's the thing. We are very much trying to target these speed nerfs such that they add a day or two onto every run rather than
doubling
the length of every run.
Yeah.
It's and therefore going from a 1 day run to a 3 day run is a huge stab in the balls. But you know, going from a 14 day run to a 16 day run, not such a big deal. I think that is a very small price to pay for a casual person to be playing a game with twice as much content as the game that they were playing, you know, a month ago.
That's the big thing. I think people are thinking we're just going to have to spend more time on stuff that's not fun, like the current situation getting from level 9 to level 11. And
right.
It's just, I don't think you're going to notice that you've spent 2 days on this thing at level 11 because it's going to be fun.
Yep.
Somebody who's not willing to explore stuff is going to have a little bit of a hard time with a level 11 and level 12 quests, I think.
Until it gets wikied, and then they can, you know, then they can go back to whatever. I mean,
I mean, I think the first couple runs for people who are just sort of screwing around might be relatively longer.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it took a lot. Like, people's first runs after Ascension rolled were really long. You know, like, and that's just kind of fun. Should we take a little music break?
Sure. Yeah, we can take somewhere between 9 and 12 minutes.
All right.
So, we'll see you in a few minutes, guys.
Been driving around from one end of this town to the other and back. But no one's ever seen us driving our account of line. And no one's ever heard of our band. We're the Mesopotamians. Sargon, Hammurabi, Ashurbanipal, Pal, and Gilgamesh. Scratch it all down into the plate. I believe in there will sometime come a day someone gives a damn. Maybe when the concrete has crumbled to the sand, we're the Mesopotamians. Sargon, Hammurabi, Ashurbanipal, and Gilgamesh. The Mesopotamish sun is beating down, making cracks in the ground, but there's nowhere else to stand. In Mesopotamia, the kingdom where we secretly reign, the land where the invisible, as the Mesopotamians, Sargon, Hammurabi, Ashurbanipal, and Gilgamesh. This is my last stick of gum. I'm gonna cut it up.
so everybody else gets some. Except for Asha Bonafide, who says my haircut makes me look like a Mohindu Dharan. Hey, Asha Bonafide, I'm a Mesopotamian. Sargon, Hammurabi, Asha Bonafide, and Gilgamesh. We're the Mesopotamian.
Why have
we're back. And I think as my final comment on the whole freak out about NS-13, I would like to share an inspirational example from Scripture. In the season finale of Quantum Leap, Sam Beckett was told by the powers that be that should he continue leaping, each leap was going to get more difficult, that it wouldn't always be easy to tell what he was going to have to do to leap, and all of the knowledge he had accumulated on his various, you know, leaps through time and space were not going to help him as much as he thought they would. Like, he thought he had his strategy down, and yet he found out from the powers that be that should he continue leaping, that the leaps were going to be more difficult, and he was pretty much going to have to start at zero. And yet, Beckett chose to continue leaping rather than return home, because the excitement of those new experiences far outweighed the uncertainty that he was feeling, and he realized that it was more worthwhile in his life to continue to leap and face those new challenges than to return to the safety of his home. So I would encourage people to look at it that way. And, you know, that's just a little biblical parable that I was thinking of.
Ziggy says you're right.
Yeah.
Also, he gets more opportunities to dress up in girls' clothing.
That's true.
Yeah, that Bakula, man. Were there any episodes of Enterprise where he dressed up like girls?
Probably. Yeah.
And I didn't mean Ziggy the computer. I meant actual Ziggy.
See, when I think of Ziggy the single panel ostensibly funny comic, I think of him being the same Ziggy as Ziggy Stardust, and I just imagine him playing guitar and jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars, and then it's a much better strip. So just think of it that way, guys. Samuel Beckett, both the playwright and Scott Bakula, Ziggy, Dean Stockwell, and really crappy one-panel cartoons.
I got an email from somebody named Dean Stockwell asking if I wanted to sell asymmetric.net.
Wow.
And I replied no, and I almost replied, like, I really loved you as Dr. Yui, but, like, I don't know what the deal was with that. I had completely forgotten about it until you said Dean Stockwell just now.
I wonder if there's a character actor named Stock Deanwell. Because there's the whole, like, you know, Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott, and Martin Short and Steve Martin.
And Short Steve.
Short Steven should have been the third member. I wonder if Chevy Chase was pressured to change his name to Short Steve.
Short Steven. Max Vance says, when you have the ass over tea kettle effect, shouldn't all the monster images be upside down? That's how they would look if you were upside down. Yeah, I don't want to go and...
They are both upside down, and you are upside down.
Oh.
So it just looks like it's set up.
Yeah, they stand on their heads so that they can get a better shot at your face.
Exactly.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
See, I have no idea where you are again.
Yeah, I'm just looking around.
That's weird.
You are terrible at this collaborative question reading game.
Yeah, so Vay says, so is the whole point to ease up the pressure on the servers? Are you trying to make this two-dimensional game be more of a combat game than a strategy game?
That's a weird way of...
That is the strangest... Yes, combats are going to be more simple if you're not trying to eke out every single turn from the combat, but the game is getting... way more puzzle strategy choiceified for NS-13.
Did we mention that we're capping the number of adventures you can play per day at 12?
No, we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one nerf we forgot to announce.
Yeah.
Colonel Hoggs points out how, yeah, if you die in KOL, you die in the real world. You don't get it, man. If you die in Canada, you die in the real world. Colonel Hoggs points out that Hellion is listed in Wikipedia's fake elements page. Fictional elements, materials, isotopes, and atomic particles.
What do you guys think about Wikipedia's relatively recent move to eliminate trivia and popular culture references from their articles?
I dislike it.
It makes me really sad.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can see them wanting to look have the look and feel of more of a traditional encyclopedia, but I think that's
the wrong
impulse. I think that's the wrong move,
yeah.
Because it's just by its very nature, it's not that.
And
you might as well embrace what this format is good for.
I mean, people want the trivia and the pop culture references sections, or they wouldn't put them in there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they're everywhere. And I think I have honestly referenced and used those for information a lot more than the base articles a lot of the time.
Yeah, the trivia is always the most interesting part of the article, right?
Right.
Because you just sort of learn about it in a broader cultural context. And if you're looking up something that is some element of culture, why wouldn't you want that? I mean, that's sort of an advantage that Wikipedia has over traditional encyclopedias.
Space is free. Exactly. Space is free. You know, like, there's just no reason to pare things down.
It's also very large.
And economic. Right. And the final frontier.
The Gun Run says, have you ever had a one-night stand? No, I have two nightstands, one on each side of the bed.
Yeah, me too.
Hot Stuff just has a pile of milk crates, I think, and books.
I know, I have a little nightstand.
Oh.
Only on one side. My bed is up against a wall, though. But then the nightstand is covered with a pile of books, or several different piles of books.
We discovered when we moved into the townhouse that the little nook in our bedroom where the bed's supposed to go is exactly as wide as the two nightstands and the bed.
Oh.
to the point where we had to kind of Tetris them in there. So we just have kind of a solid surface that's...
And then everything that was in the nook disappeared. Yeah. Damn it. You just keep having to buy a new nightstand or new nightstands every day and new bed every 3 days.
So my bed just keeps getting shorter.
It starts on the other side of the room and every day it moves a little closer to the
same color. Every once in a while you get the L shaped bed.
Yeah.
The S and you're like, damn it.
Where am I gonna put this?
Furtawoon says, why is the haunted bedroom divided into two links, both leading to the adventures, while the ballroom is one big link, seeing from the image you get when you just climb the stairs? I don't know. It was easier to do it at the time when I did it, I guess.
Because there's only one ball.
I have a feeling that from now on, all things that are multiple, like a single image across that's like tiled into multiple image files, they're all going to be divided into images the size of the smallest clickable image.
Oh, just for...
Because of a new tool that I discovered in my image editing program that actually allows me to do that instead of doing it by hand, which is what I always used to do.
Right.
And having to fucking adjust things one pixel at a time because I'd screw up and... or have it like some 99... 100 by 99 image stretched by the browser to 100 by 100 and...
Oh, yeah, the Elemental Fairies were like that for a while.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Collander has a really interesting question. I am a non-ascender. I'm wondering if it might be possible one day to allow non-ascenders to accumulate new skills here and there, perhaps every 10 levels or so if they pay for them. I mean, I don't foresee that in terms of... I guess, if you're asking if a seal clipper could ever get Disco Bandit skills without ascending, I think the answer is going to be no.
Right.
That's kind of an interesting question. Like, one thing we haven't talked much about is the new, very casual way to play the game. Where you don't really reap any significant tangible benefits from ascending, but there are also no, commensurately, there are no restrictions.
Right. People seem to generally fall into the "this is totally worthless" camp, unless you get to keep a skill. But yeah, so don't do it.
Continue to accumulate ascension. Like your ascension counter will go up.
Yeah. So you'll get access to the post ascension zones, right? Which is something that non ascenders don't get now, or which non ascenders still won't, I guess.
Right.
And
you'll unlock more and more gift shop stuff until
as time goes by, theoretically we will continue to add ascension unlockable content to the game.
Although we have failed to do so.
We have failed to do so.
2 years. I would like to add more unlockable content. So, but I think even if only 50 people use that form of path, I like having it as an option. Because you can always say, hey, just play that way if the other restrictions are just too much.
The random one says, can we expect NS-13 to bring closure to the Spooky Raven story? Will we finally find the family members, slash kill them, slash make sweet love to them? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll be doing all three of those.
All of the above.
Simultaneously.
Colonel Hogg says, 29 days until NS-13. Isn't anapestic tetrameter beautiful?
People have some questions. I think we touched on this in the last show, and it might be worth doing again. People are wondering what the specific mechanisms will be for people in the middle of runs, the rollover that NS-13 rolls out.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know, right? We'll have to kind of think about that.
I mean, my current, you know, this is not finalized. My current understanding is that if you have not yet received the Sorcerer's Quest from the Council, you will be required to, you know, complete all the Council quests and be level 13 before you can get the quest.
Right.
If you have already received the quest, the Naughty Sorcerer's Quest from the Council, you will be reset to the beginning of the quest and have to complete it again, but you'll also be able to complete levels 11 and 12 if you want to, sort of independently.
Right.
And then if you have already defeated the Sorceress and are sort of sitting at the gash, I think we will probably not reset you. If you've already defeated the Sorceress, you'll be able to continue to maintain that state.
But still play 11 and 12.
Yeah, you can still play 11 and 12 if you want to, or you can ascend. People that are in the middle of runs, I think, will just be completely ineligible for leaderboards.
Yeah, it basically we're going to set up the leaderboard such that after the roll of NS-13, only runs that start after NS-13 are eligible for leaderboard spots. So the essential leaderboards are going to be blank for a while.
We will also archive the leaderboards as of the day before NS-13 somewhere, and we'll try to do it in sort of a accessible way.
Yeah, we have to figure that out.
That's still sort of, we need to worry about that. But that, I think that should answer everybody's questions about it. And I think that's probably how it will work, unless there's something we haven't really thought about.
Yep, I agree with everything that he said.
Okay.
Ashelon says, also, y'all need to get Etrian Odyssey for the DS. It's an old school dungeon crawler and is absolutely fun. You have to make your own maps with the stylus. Highly recommended.
I played that some, but I don't know if I just fucked up the early game with my characters not leveling right or something, but I just got friggin' slaughtered. I mean, the initial quest is, you know, go down, prove yourself that you're worthy to get into the rest of the dungeon by mapping most of the first floor. And everything in there creamed me.
Huh.
Yeah.
But did you actually have to draw your own maps with the...
Yeah, it's 3D. It's like old wizardry style or Might and Magic style, and the touch screen is the map, and you fill in the map you fill in the map manually yourself as you go. With you like draw the walls, and it's got little tags you can put for here's a door, here's a vent and stuff.
What
like
if
that.
Your map is not accurate?
Then you've got an inaccurate map.
Huh. That's... I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it was neat. It just... Either it's too hard or I fucked it up somehow.
Gorblack says, we need some Dr. McNinja references. I demand McNinja burgers, chainsaw chucks, and a fight against Paul Bunyan in Camp Logging Camp.
You demand?
No, you demand.
Seems to me there's a... Yeah, there's a Dr. McNinja reference in the brick.
Oh.
And that's plenty. You can demand all you want, Gorblax. You'll get it. Yep. You'll get the brick and like it.
New bricks. Oh, yeah. That's going to be our today's spoiler. There's new bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please down to the office.
And at least write something funny.
I really was expecting a glass salesman to show up the next day.
Yeah.
Like,
so, would you like to buy a new door?
How do you know
about traveling door salesman?
Do you happen to have any doors that just got broken and might be broken again as soon as you fix them?
We didn't tell the story of how our internet completely went out for a day.
Oh, yeah. So one of the things that we did in order to prevent future bricking is we had the... we had the yard guy come and put some plants in the backyard, which soon, and by soon I mean like a year from now, will grow up and sort of obscure the view of the nice fancy door from the back from the back alley.
From half of
from
the
parts
wall.
Parts of it.
Parts
yeah.
of the
But he's gonna you know, he's gonna get it the rest of the way there. But mm-hmm. yeah, so in the course of of putting in five bougainvillea plants along one side of the wall in the back, managed to cut into the cable line in five different places. The fifth one just severed it completely. Yeah.
It was weird because we, you know, the cable had been in and out. We'd been having all these troubles, and then it just died. And we're like, oh man, what is the problem now? And we just didn't connect the fact that someone had been digging in our backyard right as it lost all signal. So, but now we got a lesson about how cable modems work from a guy who came on a Saturday to sort of
About them being lonely.
No. There's so the guy
a real explanation. Yeah.
Yeah. We had one cable guy come because things we had been bad. We had a technician come out and we asked him about what was wrong. He's like, well, sometimes if the signal's really weak, the cable modem gets sad.
Elves and gnomes.
It doesn't work so well anymore. And I was like, what? and then we got a much more sort of educated or somebody who actually knows what's going on with cable modems, and he explained to us that there's a minimum and a maximum tolerance for inbound and outbound signal strength, and our cable modem had been operating at the minimum outbound signal strength, and so if there was ever any fluctuation in that signal strength, it would potentially dip below the threshold and just stop working, that's why we had so many problems connecting to the internet and mic and the radio and all that kind of stuff. And so all he did was add a single sort of analog splitter that boosted our outbound signal and sort of...
Or like diminished. It diminished the outbound signal.
It boosted the outbound and diminished the inbound.
Yeah.
The inbound was really strong and fine, and so we were able to lose a couple of decibels there, and now everything works perfectly.
Yeah.
That would have solved pretty much all our problems. That and going back to a different wireless router that...
Yeah. Yeah, so one of the solutions that was attempted was replacing the wireless router, and we replaced it with a broken one.
Yeah, we bought a new router. And
bought a new router, which was broken.
Which was broken.
Switched back to the old router, and the internet's fine.
Sporty
Spaz says...
Well, but, I mean...
Oh, good. What?
Wasn't... If we had another problem anyway, then how do we know that wireless router is broken?
Because
after everything else was fixed,
it was still problematic.
It was still fucking up, and switch back to the old wireless router, and everything is perfect.
And this is the problem. You have so many layers of potential problems with a system like this that...
And it turns out there were problems with every single one of them
in
our case, right? Sporty Spaz asked if I bought Mario Party 8, to which I will answer a hearty and heartfelt fuck no.
What's the name of that Sam, the Wii game with all the different little mini games?
Raving Rabbids.
Yeah, that was would fun. Be a, that is a fun party game. The Mario Party thing just seems boring and lame.
See, I've tried playing Rayman with in a party type setting.
Yeah.
And it's so subdivided into how you get into the different classes of minigames with multiple players that it's impossible to have any fun with it.
The only thing we did was we were playing the single player game, just handing off the controller. So
yeah,
it's
so
not
that,
really
that
a party game
fun,
in that regard.
Well, but I mean,
there's those two or three of us, you know, like
trying to play the multiplayer mode, you end up like, okay, you have to try this awesome thing where you have to shoot carrot juice into the rabbit's mouth. It's so great. And then you go, I'll click over here. Oh, wait, okay, that was wrong, and you're just navigating all these menus for 10 minutes before you...
Really?
I don't know, we played Mario Party 6 this weekend again, as we do, and it's fucking fun, as long as you're not playing it like you're playing Halo, where you're just like...
Right, as long as you want a game that is just as likely to punish skill as reward it, then Mario Party is fantastic.
As long as you don't care...
I guess we were drunk.
So you could go, I won all the minigames. I don't give a shit that I didn't get any stars because my self-esteem is not tied into winning the fucking game. It's fun to play.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I have pre-ordered Mario Party 8.
You know that I don't feel that way about video games. It's just that
I mean,
but a party game,
Blank White Cards works.
It shouldn't fucking matter who wins, like, a round of Wii Bowling, because it's fun to play Wii Bowling. And, you know, it's scored so somebody wins, and, you know, it's cool that somebody wins, because games where nobody wins suck, okay. But
have you taken
it doesn't
shit
matter.
At the office to get to get through a theory of fun?
No.
All right, there's a book by the toilet.
Ralph Koster's book?
Yes. It was written by our toilet. Turns out our toilet has a lot of experience in the video game design. Who knew? We got a bargain on this house. It's the toilet's like Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse, only you shit into it. Anyway, no, there's a book in there, A Theory of Fun, and it just talks about the reason that games are fun is because you get better at them as you play them, and
you do, like. Yeah. I'm better at Mario Party than Jess's mom is.
Right.
Except for the rare occasions when the game just takes all my shit and gives it to Jess's mom. In which case, you have to laugh it off because it doesn't fucking matter.
Right, okay, whatever.
Because it's that damn fun.
Okay, but
it's fun to spin around on a snowboard, and it's fun to hit something with a hammer as many times as you can in 20 seconds.
I've been to social situations with Nintendos and whatnot, and I've just never been, like, I've never had a good time with a Nintendo party, whereas a Wii party... I've been to like 3 or 4 now, and they've all been just blasts because all the sports stuff is really fun, and all the all the other games that, like, you just can sort of sit around and screw around. It's just I don't really understand why it's so much more fun.
When we went to your buddy's house,
yeah.
in Boston at 3 a.m. everybody just drunk. Already totally plastered and just played. That's the only time I've ever played the Wii baseball game, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were like seeing who could hit it out of the park.
It was weird because we started out just nobody, like, we played all these games that just ended 0-0 because nobody could hit a goddamn thing, and then by the end we were all doing pretty well, you know, like but we weren't really playing it the way that you're supposed to.
Right.
Right? We weren't... It was not a multiplayer game. We were just handing the controller back and forth. Like, oh, I'll pitch and you hit. All right, now, you know, I'll hit and you... But, you know, we just kind of did it in a rotation, and it was fine. But, I don't know.
I've had successful just sitting around playing video game parties with Mario Party or Double Dash or...
I've seen people...
Or Smash Brothers, but I really don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
This week.
And people seem to enjoy it. I just couldn't get into it. It just seemed so... I don't know. The like, 10-second minigame thing was just kind of...
I like the 10-second minigame aspect. I just... The board game is...
See, the board game makes it more than just... something that you play for 30 seconds at a time.
But the board game is... My only problem is that the board game is so chaotic that it becomes just kind of pointless.
It no longer
provides a structure.
It's not, though.
All right.
You go in order it in a way that every board game is chaotic because you roll dice. And you move a set number of spaces. You have places where you draw a chance card and something happens. You have places where you pick up items that you can use on the way.
But the thing is, are all of these traps that you can lay. Whoa, what happened there? So, there are all these traps that you can lay on the board. But movement around the board is so chaotic that it seriously just never matters where you put the trap. The placement of the trap may as well be random for all it accomplishes.
And that is, it appears that way to you because you've only played it twice.
All right, fine.
In the category of games Jick doesn't like because he sucks at them.
Clearly they should get fewer turns when you first start playing the game.
I mean, it's also things like on when you get to the end of the game and the guy who's in the lead just randomly out of nowhere loses half his stars and everyone else gets 3.
Never happens.
But the thing is, that doesn't really bother me. The end game part where it's doing the scoring
doesn't really bother me. And you can turn those off, too.
It's the mid game part where it just randomly decides to swap people.
Occasionally, you'll land on a space that takes you to the miracle round where you swap stars and coins randomly between people. And that can happen maybe once or twice a game.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Like, I read the Penny Arcade strip.
Right.
And I think that's funny, but I also think that's somebody who just got his ass beat by a 9-year-old at Mario Party and is pissed about it.
Sure.
So, you know, the game is not fundamentally flawed. and the proof of that is that, you know, me and four other people have sat and played it for four hours and have had a lot of fun with it.
That is totally true.
You're fundamentally flawed.
Right. No, but like Riff says, I like blank white cards.
Yeah, I like blank white cards.
I like blank white cards. It's an entirely different kind of thing, you know? Like, I feel like... I don't even know, man.
The five of us with Xenophobe, and that game that we sat around and played blank white cards was just awesome.
That was made of wind. But you know, the next time should we sit around and play blank white cards, I'm going to have Miracle Round. Everybody swap points.
Yeah, no, I know.
You lose half your shit and somebody else gets it.
I'll do the Super Smash Brothers card where everyone write down a random percentage and then ignore it for the rest of the game. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing in terms of what is actually happening with the game. Like,
and then push all your drinks off the table.
Yeah, yeah. Just push your drinks off the table. There you go. Yeah. And then, you know, everybody roll a die, and whoever rolls the highest has to clean up all the broken glass. Because, nope, sorry, you got punched off the screen for whatever reason.
Because your percentage was higher than...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I could explain it to you, but I don't think you'd understand it.
Yep. Highbulb says, hope all the naysayers aren't getting you down, but he spells it N-E-I-G-H, sayers, and...
Yeah,
I don't know any horses. No, but... Thank you, Highbulb. He's holding off on NS13 until he's actually played it, rather than read about some third-hand gossip on the forum and decided you wanted to fuck the player base up the arse. Also, naysayers, it spells it correctly. Sorry. What did you spend the most time on for NS13? Coming up with new jokes or the actual coding?
Well,
it's sort of a little bit
of
everything.
One of us you're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, we all have our things that we spend time on. I do a little bit of everything. Everybody does a little bit of everything, and everybody kind of specializes in a little bit of something. And, yeah.
I came up with an item name.
That's true.
That was my...
That's your content contribution for this year? Yeah. Yeah. The bubble wrap bottle cap turtle bun.
No. Two item names.
Ansel Rath says, I missed Thursday's show, and I was wondering when you were going to upload it. Probably today, when I upload this one.
It wasn't much of a show.
Yeah, it was just a half an hour. But
we've already said everything that we said in that show.
Yeah, but, you know, people will want to hear it anyway. And if there's a gap in there, they will spend the rest of their lives wondering what we said during that show. And I've got the file right here on this computer. So,
of course, he's pointing at his crotch when he says
that. I was. Taco Eater says, Jick said in an interview for a website saying that everybody who donates or who had donated would be rewarded with a new continent. When is that going to come out?
God.
Yeah. Never. That was a long time ago.
The incontinent. Yeah.
Taco Eater also says, Jick's long hair and beard look weird. I don't have a beard anymore.
Although you had one recently.
Yeah, off and on. I don't have a beard, but I don't have one now. So you can't say it looks weird. Elroy Jetson says, please resolve a KOL wiki dispute. Was the golden sausage awarded to Cobain Dugans a reference to the golden sausage recipe in Stephen Gates' Gastronaut Adventures in Food?
What?
Nope.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
It's possible that it was in reference to the third form of the Naughty Sorceress. I don't know.
The Log Man says, Dear Jick, how close to a badger will June's item of the month be? Are we talking attacking item, maze, monsters, snow cone-like items, etc.? And is it even going to be badger-like, or was I lied to? It is going to be a familiar that creates a new section of fairly easy to access, whether you have the familiar or not, new content with some good rewards in it if you solve some puzzles and some regular rewards in it if you just play around like the badger is basically it. I mean,
it's a familiar that provides an item that unlocks content.
Yeah,
we should probably talk about that some after the show.
Yeah, no, we're really close to being done. I feel so. I got a plan for some whiteboard sprawlage tomorrow.
Cool.
Tomorrow when we're all here.
Yeah. Oh, I have to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry, man,
dude. I was going to sit around the house and smoke dope and eat Cheetos all day. I can do that here.
That's true.
I'll stoner commute. I don't really smoke dope, kids.
Stay in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now
then you'll get a better job and you'll be able to afford more dope.
Yeah.
Istanbul asks a question that is germane to the Logman's question that we'll...
Did you see that a Naked Jew says KO needs more Poe references?
Yeah.
The singer or the author? That's a... I assume. I don't even know. Now I'm not sure.
Gorblack says, what are your thoughts on the Port Authority of Allegheny County's light rail network? When was Friedrich Augustus Wolff born? Galois theory provides a connection between field theory and... Why is Gorblack in Trivial Pursuit mode?
Somebody's been feeding Gorblack pictures sticks again.
Sidelong you here into like accidentally naming the gift shop guy.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Lumeria says maybe this is just me, but the clown skins remind me too much of the human skin lampshade some of Hitler's friends made. Might there be any chance they could get modified for an S-13?
To be less of a Hitler reference?
It is totally just you.
Put some tattoos on them or something?
Wow. Or some sort of lampshade kit?
Yeah.
is that what you...
We could let you make soap out of the clowns instead.
Clowns and K.O. are not humans.
Yes, that's true. They are
monsters.
They're a demonic life form.
See, I always thought the clown skin outfit was more a reference to Silence of the Lambs than anything.
He's making a vest with a red clown nose on it.
Right. Would you throw a pie at me? I'd throw a pie at me. I'd throw it so hard.
Oh my god.
Those shoes about a size 14?
Yeah.
Oh man.
it sprays the seltzer on it, or it's the hose.
Mitchell says meat paste a tiny house with a full meat tank for a full house.
Cut it out. I wonder if Dave Coulier's website is still up. That was the funniest thing that I never got any credit for.
Sorry, Krodok pointed. He just sent in a bug report about something that I fucked up like 2 hours ago trying to fix another bug. So if you were having trouble ascending, it is possible that anybody who permed a skill in the last 2 hours got the skill of the number that they selected, but of their class, their current class, instead of the skill that they were. No, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Okay, it is possible that anybody who ascended in the last 2 hours after having crafted anything would have been unable to perm a skill. Yeah, this was a fucked up bug and really difficult to track down. And this is one of the great things of NS3. No, it's fine. I fixed it. Yeah, there was just... I missed it in one place. It's... Okay, a while ago I created a session variable called class that keeps track of what class you are.
Yeah.
But there were a bunch of places where I had used class as like a placeholder value. And so any of them that was outside of like the scope of the local scope of a function, they were just overwriting the current class variable. Yeah. And I needed to make that stop happening. So I just went in to everywhere. And one of the places where it was used was in the logic for skill retention. In Valhalla. And so, anyway, I don't think that anything got too broken because of that. It's possible that somebody permed the wrong skill. It's possible that, you know, it just wouldn't let somebody ascend because it was telling them invalid skill selected. That's what happened to Krodok. And
okay.
It is very much should be fixed now.
Okay.
So, sorry about that, kids.
Macaronis gets it. The scoring in Mario Party is irrelevant. Even if you lose, you know that you really won. You won more minigames, you got more coins, you had more stars before they got stolen, but you know you won. That is absolutely
the
point.
So why not just win?
Yeah.
Well, because then there can be somebody who's like, haha, I won. You can be like, fuck you, I had 8 stars before you stole them. And then you can banter back and forth and hit each other with bricks. And
but the bricks aren't included.
Lucy Space writes something that I think I can respond to. Lucy Space says, it sometimes feels like they are focusing on hardcore and just looking at softcore as a type of hardcore rather than as a completely different game. One thing that I want to say is, among the 350 new items, or more, probably 400 or 500 by the time we're
done.
Yeah,
I think it's around, it's a little less than 500.
There are going to be some incredibly useful things to pull, which will change the way softcore works, or can work if you want it to. And it's going to be really fun and interesting. Like, we haven't told you about any of that stuff because it's all specific content, but that's, I mean, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And that, so I don't think you, yeah.
The list of items that are possible pulls for softcore is going to be getting much, much bigger.
And more interesting.
And more interesting.
Yeah.
With MS-13. And the fact that you will get more pulls because you're spending an extra couple of days on the run no matter what,
right,
means that you will get to, you will get to use more of them, you know, and
so don't feel like we're just focusing on one aspect of the game, because there's a lot more implications of just sort of the quick little laundry list of new zones and items and stuff like that that we...
I can see why people might have thought, hey, they're concentrating more on speed ascenders than anything, but that's because it doesn't take much space to say 30 new zones, 300
right,
new monsters,
right,
and it takes a lot more space to explain what we're doing with the speed stuff, but
right, right,
that's actually a kind of a secondary thing.
A lot of people point out that there was a Street Fighter the movie, the video game. So yes,
awesome,
it did happen.
That's
with
what
I remember actually playing that in the arcade with a like pixelated Jean-Claude Van Damme instead of Ken and fun stuff. Hmm. I saw that movie in the theater. It's better than Mortal Kombat, but barely.
Oatgen says, I saw Tool on the 19th, and they had a laser show that reminded me of an acid flashback I had. What were some of your favorite concert memories? Taking that nap at the Fish show. The only time I ever got stoned at a concert, I was watching Paul Simon and Bob Dylan, and I was thinking, like, yeah, this was the right thing to do. But other than that, you know, it's just concert. Mm-hmm. I saw the first band that I ever saw live was Marilyn Manson. Hmm. Opening for Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
And at one point, he was wearing this giant, like, 12-inch black dude strap-on. At one point, poured a bunch of water into his hand and then, like, pretended that he was masturbating the strap-on, flinging water into the mosh pit, and said, how many of you 15-year-old girls want to fuck me now? That was a cool memory.
Yeah. Especially after the show when you came up to him and said, I want to fuck
you. I do. But I'm actually an 18-year-old boy. And
close
he was like,
enough.
You'll do.
Seeing Cornmo open for They Might Be Giants was good. The show's had enough controversy. actually, seeing Immortal play in Scottsdale, Arizona was pretty damn funny. Just this, like, Norwegian death metal trio and a crowd that was there for Manowar, which is really kind of every power metal cliche, so they had no idea what these guys were doing, and they were so hostile to the crowd. It was beautiful.
The first Ween show that I ever went to was really awesome because I just had no idea how talented Ween was as a band until I saw them live. What about you, Hot Stuff?
What about
any concert memories?
I saw Tori Amos in concert once, and I...
Did you throw your underwear on the stage?
I did not, but it made me wish that I was a piano.
Not a piano bench.
Well,
no.
All of the above, really.
The first time I saw Tori Amos in concert, somebody's cell phone rang in the middle of me and a gun, and that just made me so fucking happy because that something needed to happen to that fucking song. It was awesome. She totally heard it and reacted to it, too, in the middle, but she had to keep up the, oh, man, I'm reminiscing about being raped, and you guys all get to hear it. Aren't you lucky? Yeah, thanks, Tori.
Yeah. I went to a folk festival that was awesome. It was like 4 days long, really, really good music, and a bunch of people that were really smelly by the end, sitting on the field.
I went to an Orb concert that was really good, except it ended just as I was peaking.
Oh.
Which is kind of annoying, but it was still a good concert.
Like you were playing peekaboo with somebody? And
yeah.
Oh no, the show's over.
Oh no.
Where'd Orb go? Where'd Orb go? Oh crap, where did Orb go? are we done? Is it
Yeah, it's after. Like three after.
Yeah, okay. We got I Speculum up next. Speculum.
And we'll see you Thursday.
Yep, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Ciao. I'm gonna make my knee on you.